Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready to go?
All set.
All right. Get out of here.
Busy lease.
See what I got to put up with, you know?
We're busy lease.
Yeah.
Doing man stuff.
Yeah. Take a hike.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorda, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today, and if you want to call and ask questions, 323-870-3857. And let's get started with DAZN. The main event yesterday, William Zepeda versus Jaime Arboleda, the Golden Boy special, the Golden Boy squash match here. William Zepeda knocks out Jaime Arboleda in the second round of a complete, utter mismatch. Guys, how much should we pay for DAZN, Joe? How much was
that? $224 glorious dollars.
$224 a year.
Yep.
To watch the likes of William Zepeda and Jaime Arboleda. But that's okay. That's okay. Because we get Canelo next week on DAZN as part of our $224 that we pay, correct?
That's correct. Already purchased.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What do you mean you already purchased it?
Oh,
I got you. See, we don't because that fight is on pay-per-view. So in addition to the $224, how much money is that, Joe? How much money was that pay-per-view?
$55.
$55. So now on top of the $224, we paid $55 to watch this card on a pay-per-view. On a pay-per-view. But the card surely is worth it, Joe, right? I mean, it's got to be worth it.
I got to be honest.
At $55,
with you.
The card's definitely worth it, right? I mean, Canelo's fighting. What do you mean?
Full disclosure.
Sure.
I have never, ever had this least amount of anticipation for a Canelo fight ever in my life. And I still bought this thing. I had my finger like this shaking.
What is the matter with you?
I was going like this, trying to pull it away.
He texted me early this morning and said, I already bought it. Are you kidding me?
You
didn't even give a chance to go talk about it first.
Yeah.
You just pulled the trigger. You're like an addict.
I'm going to try.
I think you need a 12-step.
Yeah, I'm going to try and see if I can get like one of those handicap plates in my car, man, because this has
got
to
be something. You got to go to the doctor to get this checked out.
It has to be some type of disorder that like I can't stop buying pay-per-views, man.
No, there's something wrong with you. Yeah, absolutely something wrong with you.
I should be getting like a disability check or something. There's got to be some type of condition that this is that I can't stop buying pay-per-views.
Louis 4554 says, stop sleeping on John Ryder. Wow. Listen, I'm not sleeping on John Ryder. I'm not. I don't have a problem with this fight. I really don't. I don't have a problem with Canelo versus John Ryder at all. Listen, Canelo's fought Bivol. He fights every top contender out there. He's fought Triple G three times or however many times he fought him. He's fought, again, Bivol. He's fought a who's who. Would you agree with that, Bev? He's fought a who's who.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with his record.
I don't have a problem with a step-down fight. I have a problem with the step-down fight being on pay-per-view. That's what I have a problem with. There is no reason to put this fight on pay-per-view. None. Not one, not none.
Yeah, we're due for a freebie. I mean, they gave us an Anthony Joshua freebie. I think we're due for a Canelo freebie.
Yeah, I mean, Clarissa says, why pay for Canelo pay-per-view? Canelo winning this fight does nothing for boxing. It doesn't. And you're right, it doesn't. But again, he deserves, if anybody wants to have a step-down fight, he gets a pass here. I think Canelo can have that step-down fight. I don't understand why this is on pay-per-view, though. That's my big problem with it.
My issue, too, and I guess this is a fight. D-Style was telling me, he made a lot of sense. He goes, this is a fight for the fans.
Yeah.
But For the Mexican fans, I should say, because it's like a homecoming fight. I get it. But I really didn't want to see the Golovkin third fight. And I'm really not crazy about this fight. So this is like two back-to-back fights that I'm really not crazy about. So I don't know. I just really love the Benavidez fight. I want the Benavidez fight really. I'm just so pumped for that. And I just think that's going to be a mega, mega, mega event. I think that's a can't miss. I think everyone buys that. That's just a monster event, in my opinion.
It's a big one. But, I mean, so we had a pay-per-view, Davis and Garcia, last week, and a fairly good undercard on there. That was a pay-per-view-worthy fight.
We
paid $90 for that fight. That was a pay-per-view-worthy fight. And nobody felt gypped at the end of it. Nobody. Whoever you wanted to win, you didn't feel gypped at the end of it. Great. Great pay-per-view. If you're going to put your money down on a pay-per-view, there you go. But I'm going to put my money down on this pay-per-view. I pay for this one, and I got to pay for that one too? This one? Really?
And then you got Jake Paul and Jake Paul fighting Nate Diaz, and you got KSI fighting this Fournier guy.
Let me tell you what. I'd rather watch the Jake Paul fight than watch this fight. I'd rather pay for that fight than watch this fight.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying this fight won't be competitive. I guess in a roundabout way, I am saying it won't be competitive because I'm not going to watch it. I'm definitely not paying for it. But, again, man, I don't understand. This fight, really, this fight has to be on pay-per-view. You want to have a fight in Mexico and you know, I understand you can't get a big – you know, you're not going to get a big opponent to come down there. I understand that. But on pay-per-view, why does this have to be on pay-per-view? I don't understand why this has to be on pay-per-view.
Team Batman Botson is trying to compare this to Crawford, but I mean Crawford versus Porter, that wasn't on pay-per-view. Wasn't that a free fight?
Yeah.
So you're trying to conflate two things that have no comparison.
Some of the Crawford's fights I don't agree with being on pay-per-view. Some of Tank's fight, like Tank Isaac Cruz shouldn't have been on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's a pay-per-view fight. Listen, if it's a bad pay-per-view, we're going to call it out. I don't care. I mean, it's not like we ride with promoters here.
Crawford
had a lousy pay-per-view.
Was Crawford Porter on pay-per-view?
Was it?
Let me double check. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Robbie would know, but I don't remember.
Double check. So that's a better fight than this fight, to be fair, in my opinion.
Base the Kid said it was.
Okay, I guess it was. I apologize. Did 135,000 pay-per-view buys.
How does that fight do only 135,000?
Yeah, I stand corrected, but once again, I kind of like that fight better than this fight, if I'm being honest.
Of course.
Yeah.
By a lot.
My apologies to the fact checkers in the chat. Thank you. I mean, I'm getting old here, man. I have a condition. Pay-per-view-itis.
Take that,
pay-per-view-itis. Yeah. Pay-per-view-itis is eating away at my brain right now. Sometimes I can't even think straight.
Pay-per-view-itis. Well, listen, man, I am willing to admit when I'm wrong. So let's take a look at the upcoming fight. Oh, by the way, the Zepeda fight, I don't even know if we covered that one. The Zepeda Arboleda. Yeah. It was two rounds. He got knocked out. It was a complete mismatch. What you're paying for there. Complete, utter mismatch. And the rest of the card, I think, what is it? His cousin got knocked out. What is his Golden Boy's cousin got knocked out? Who cares? Listen, who cares? It was a lousy card up and down. This is a lousy
Diego,
card.
Diego. Yeah.
Whatever. All right, let's look at the upcoming fights here. So I think is this the only one this weekend? May 6th? Yep. Cinco de Mayo weekend. Only pay-per-view or only fight on the docket here. From Jalisco, Mexico on the zone pay-per-view, Canelo Alvarez versus John Ryder. 12 rounds for Alvarez. This is super middleweight undisputed championship. So he's got all the belts on the line, man. So listen, it could be something. Co-main event, Julio Cesar Martinez versus Ronald Batista. 12 rounds for Martinez, WBC flyweight title. Have you heard of Ronald Batista?
Vaguely, but I don't know a ton about him. I've heard the name, but I don't know a ton about him.
Let me see if I can bring this up here. Hold on. Let me see if I can find him.
A lot of these local fighters like Canelo, because Canelo's promotional company, he's actually the lead promoter of this event, and a lot of his fighters are on this undercard. So that's kind of good. He's given his fighters some exposure. It's not bad.
No, but, not bad. Not bad.
But I don't know. I don't know a ton of these. I don't know a ton of these guys, to be fair.
Yeah, he's 15-2, 19-2. Yeah, I guess whatever. But yeah, I mean, he's not a. Let's put it this way: he's not a household name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not a household name. Not somebody that the casuals would come out of the woodwork for, or at least even the hardcores are going to say, "Wow, I got to see that fight." Underneath that one, Alexander Gvozdik versus Wickards Bolotniks, 10 rounds, light heavyweights.
I'm interested in seeing him again because I haven't seen him in a while. I liked him a lot at light heavyweight. I thought he was going to beat Betterbe, but I had him up at the time before he got stopped. That was a great fight. Oh, that'll be an interesting fight, you know.
And then Gabriel Gallas Valenzuela versus Steve Spark, 10 rounds, junior welterweights.
Steve Spark's pretty good.
Is he?
He's the Australian guy. Who was the guy he beat? The Eddie Hearn fighter. Oh, fuck. I forget that guy's name, but he had like an upset victory. And it was the guy that got thrown out of the ring. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was that. So he's a decent fighter, but
yeah,
I don't know who he's fighting, to be honest. Yeah, Montana Love, that's the guy. Yeah,
Montana Love. I like Montana Love.
Yeah,
boxing. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. He said, "What's wrong with firemen and boxing?" Nothing. Nothing's wrong with firemen and boxing. Spark beat Montana. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
Montana
it.
Love.
All right. So anyway, that's the card right there. None of these, none of the undercard fights would sway me to buy the big fight. You know what I mean? There's nothing in that undercard that jumps out at me saying, wow, you know. Centurion asked me if I'm buying Floyd versus Gotti. No, I'm not. Not Gotti, Gotti. Yeah, John Gotti III. Is that guy even a fighter? I started thinking he was an MMA guy.
He was an MMA guy. Yeah, I think he had like one or two boxing matches.
Yeah.
He's like 5-1 in MMA and like 2-0 in boxing. So,
and he's going to fight Floyd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great. So Canelo, John Ryder. Beav, I mean, honestly, is there any way John Ryder wins this fight other than if Canelo, breaks an ankle or something like that on the way to the ring?
I don't see him winning, but what I do like is the decision prop pair. I think the decision is like a +4. I mean, let me pull up the prop bets here for this fight.
Now, Ryder's been defeated 5 times, but he's only been knocked out once, and that was fairly early in his career, early going on in his career.
Yeah, and that was a bad stoppage by Howard Foster, who's a referee that's known for stopping fights early, and he was winning the fight. He got buzzed. He was hurt, clearly hurt in the fight, but Nick Blackwell, I thought, you know, he hit him with a good combination, but I don't think he was out. And then when Howard Foster stopped the fight, he wasn't landing shots at that time. He wasn't taking any punches. I thought it was an early stoppage. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's a rugged guy. I think Canelo's coming off of a wrist. He's coming off wrist surgery. He's got that bad knee. He's had knee surgery before. He had a cyst in that knee. So he's had some issues with some synovial tissue in his knee. And it's kind of plagued him his whole career. Even Samson Lukowicz, promoter, who knows Canelo, like is kind of friendly with Canelo and Eddie Reynoso. He remembers one of the earlier cards that he had a fighter on that Canelo was on real early in the career, and he had like a big swollen knee in the locker room, he said, and he still went out there and knocked his opponent out. So this is something that's been kind of a nagging injury for Canelo for a long time. And let's not forget, this is a guy that's been boxing for 18 years. So he's got a lot of miles.
He's got a lot of miles on,
you know,
him,
on the
sure.
odometer. Definitely got a lot of miles on the odometer. Now, do I think he's going to lose? No. But I could see him having kind of just going through the gears here because he wants to fight in September again. I think they're talking about the Bivol rematch. So I could see him kind of going through the gears a little bit, coming off of an injury, maybe not really throwing that hook with as much authority as he normally does. He may coast to a 12-round unanimous decision here, but you know the odds are saying that he's a huge favorite
in front of everybody in Guadalajara.
Yeah, He's a huge
favorite. You think you're going to let this hit the final bell in front of everybody in Guadalajara?
Well, Danny Jacobs went to 12, right?
In Guadalajara, he didn't.
No. So.
And Danny, you know. Ryder fought Jacobs like a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah. So Sal Alvarez to win by decision is a +430. For him to win by knockout, he's a -370.
Wow.
So I'm gonna put a little something on him to win by decision. I have a feeling this could go the distance because a lot of people thought the Golovkin fight, besides Joe Calix and myself, we were the only ones that said that was gonna go the distance. And everyone was picking Canelo to knock out Golovkin by knockout. And that one went the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people saying, yo, he's in front of his hometown crowd. He's going to be up. He's going to be animated. I don't know. He's coming off of an injury. He's been beat up a little bit, like in terms of wear and tear on the body. So I got a feeling it's going to go the distance. I'm gonna throw a little something on Canelo to win by unanimous decision or just by decision. I'm going to take the +430. You know, throw a little something.
Listen, I got to be honest. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I think there's worse bets you can make. So, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, listen.
I've made a lot of bad bets.
Right. Yeah, me too. I tell you what. But I tell you, with the prop bet there, you know, with that decision bet, that's a good one because you can't. The knockout's not going to net you anything. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's,
I mean,
he's a -370 to win by knockout. So you know,
I can't even imagine the odds on a Ryder victory on a decision. You know, what are they? Just curious.
+1700. He's a +1600 to win by KO.
Come on, man.
Not that I wish this on Canelo. Please, I don't want to put this out there in the universe. But imagine if, like, he blows his knee out or something and he can't continue.
And oh, and it's a stoppage, yeah, and Ryder wins.
Imagine if that happens. So, that would be bananas, right?
In Mexico. Do you imagine... You imagine the bragging rights then? I beat him in Guadalajara in his own crib. Just went to his backyard, did him right there, man.
Yeah,
that would be great.
I like Alvarez by decision. I'm gonna
Alvarez by decision. I like Alvarez by murder within 8 rounds. I think Alvarez by complete, utter murder in 8 rounds or less. Yeah, John Ryder's not getting that.
Just for the sponsors out there, he really doesn't want John Ryder.
I don't want him
he really
to
doesn't
die.
Want John Ryder to die. Just so
right,
you know,
right. We don't want John Ryder to die. I'm just saying.
We don't want
like you
video,
know, beat down. That's all.
We don't want
like,
YouTube
you know,
up.
Bang
yeah.
bang.
We don't want YouTube on our ass.
No.
You know this is the figure of speech. We don't.
Right.
You know,
I'm not talking about, you know, since he's in Guadalajara, they're oozing him down or something like that. I'm just saying.
We don't want the EMS truck to, you know, have to be.
Big difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ahmed said Eric showed a Mexican bias. How could you not, man? How could you not show with this fight, man? Are you kidding me?
I mean, this is, I will say, you know, D-Style said this, and I agree with him. This is a great fight for the Mexican fans. They deserve it.
Oh, look at who's watching here. Wingy, thank you so much, my brother. The best and most entertaining boxing show there is. Keep doing what you do, brothers. Wingy, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much, brother. He's got a book out there, man. How about that? How about Wingy's
Wingy,
author now?
Wingy is a celebrity right now, man.
Right?
I still have my Wingy boxing T-shirt that I wear, man.
We should have saw him when he came to New York. I didn't know he was coming to New York. Did you know that?
I know.
He was just there.
He surprised us. I would have went down there and ate a knish with him if I knew.
Ate a knish with him? Is that what you said? You would have came down and ate a knish with him?
Yeah, ate a knish with him.
You wouldn't have bought him lunch or anything like that? He's coming over overseas.
Of course I would have spurred for it. I would have bought
him. You would have spurred for a whole knish. Wow, that's awesome.
I would have bought the knish. Maybe give him a pint as well. I mean, I would have.
Wingy would have been better to run off than, you know, run into me in New York City. Let me tell you that. We would, you know, a knish. What's the matter with you? Is a knish? We have some falafels.
All right, let's not get too carried away.
No, yeah, that's extra. You know, you don't do that.
Please, I'm on a budget.
Long and short of the beam, I know you're sick. And you're buying this pay-per-view. Would you?
You mean buying it? I already
purchased
it.
It's bought. Yeah,
it's on the credit card statement right now. It's not even on pending anymore.
Oh, my God.
It's not even on pending. It's already cleared.
Why? Why would you do that? Like, seriously, why would you do that?
Because I have a condition called gastroenteritis, and I can't shake it. I've done everything.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. Six doctors already.
You need to find some more. You need to come down to Cincinnati and find a doctor here, man. Them Boston doctors, they just take advantage of you. Look at you. They take advantage. You walk in the door, you know you're going to get taken advantage of.
I know, man. You see me coming a mile away, bro. I can't.
A mile away.
Hey, everybody in the chat, hit the motherfucking like button.
That's right. That's right. If you guys are watching us, like what we're doing, or even if you don't like what we're doing, just hit the button on the way out or whatever. Just come on, hit the button. Help us out, man. Show us some love. I'm not asking you to go to our OnlyFans page. I mean, we don't have an OnlyFans page, but I mean, if we did, I wouldn't, you know, I'm just asking you to hit the button. That's it. It's easy work.
No offense to all those hardworking women on OnlyFans. We are not taking shots at you, but.
Hey, listen, man, they got to get through college one way or the other. You know what I mean?
They got to get through college.
That's it, you know? Women's boxing ain't paying the bills. They got to go where they got to do. They got to do what they got to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's it. All right, tell you what, let's go to, let's pick up Robert here. Robert's on the line. See if he's buying that pay-per-view. Robbie.
Yes, I am.
You buying it, Robbie?
Yes, I am.
Are you seriously?
Yep.
Why?
I made up my mind when the list of pay-per-views came out, which ones I was going to buy and which ones I wasn't. And
that was on the list?
And Canelo was on the list, yes. Yeah.
Against John Ryder.
Yes.
So you pay-per-views.
Do you think it's worth $60?
I would rather pay $55 or $60 than like $80 or $85 or whatever. You know, I mean, I don't mind.
So
that.
You think? Hold on. Do you think the fight last week was worth it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Do you think this fight is worth it?
Eric, I totally agree with you. We're paying $224 a year for DAZN. We got a free Anthony. We got a free Anthony Joshua fight. We should be getting a free Canelo fight. This should be free for us.
A free Anthony Joshua fight.
You know,
Robert,
do you want to
come out of the closet and admit that you have pay per view itis just
come
like
out
me?
Of the closet.
You want to come clean with it?
Joe, I know I do. I've bought pay-per-views ever since pay-per-views have been available. So,
do you want me to give you my therapist's number, Robbie? Or do you need some help?
Don't take his therapist's number because obviously it's doing him no good. All right,
I want to see if I can get like some type of handicap stick or some type of disability check. This has to be a condition. It has to be a condition.
And guess what, guys? We have another one coming up in a couple of weeks that we're going to buy. We're gonna buy Devin Haney and Lomachenko. Of course we are.
That's a good fight. That's a good fight, though. That's a good fight.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I should probably order that one right now.
Yeah. Why don't you just hold off on that one? Maybe.
By the way, I love ESPN. By the way, I love ESPN because that's only $60. So I have no complaints about that one either.
So you really have no complaints about paying $60 for this fight?
No, I don't.
You think it's worth $60?
Well, number one, Eric,
$55. Get it right.
We're saving
$5 on this one.
Yeah. What are you guys watching? You guys not getting an SD or something like that? What are you doing?
Well, this was supposed to be $60, but we're getting $5 back because of the mishap from last week.
Well, did you hear?
Oh,
okay, so if you bought the fight on DAZN, they were just you sent that to me, didn't you? D-Style or whatever.
Yeah, D-Style.
And that you get this fight for free.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, like if you had trouble with the other one, you're getting this fight for free.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Read the thing. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Do you read the stuff that you send me?
I'm going through a lot right now with this sickness. I mean, will you please cut me some slack?
Sorry. Seriously, guys.
I know
it's weighing so heavy on your mind.
I've had a lot of complaints about pay-per-views in the past.
But you don't have any complaints about this one.
I know.
This is a good card to you. This is worth the $60.
I like
the sickness too. Cut him some slack. He's sick like me.
I like the main event because John Ryder has actually beaten people and he's earned this shot. And I give him a lot of credit.
John Ryder's earned this shot.
On, Robbie,
you think that John Ryder has earned this shot?
Let's not get carried away, Robbie.
For real?
No, but,
trying to justify your purchase.
Wait. Do you think, hold on, we're going to back up here. You honestly think John Ryder deserves the spot he's in now?
Yeah, because of his performance, especially against Danny Jacobs. He did very good.
Nobody else deserves to be there more than John Ryder?
Now, don't get me wrong, Eric. He's coming off of wrist surgery. This is a give-me fight. He's going to win it. We all know that. After this fight, I expect him to fight either V-Bald in a rematch, and V-Bald comes down and to 168 and takes all of his titles, or he actually has the guts to step in the ring.
Well, that won't happen. That's number one.
He actually has the guts to step in the ring with David Benavidez. Either way. That's what
his
I expect
guts.
Him to do. That,
what are you talking about? The guts?
Are you,
Canelo fights everybody out there, son. What do you mean guts to fight Benavidez?
Hey, honestly, Eric, I think
are you
David
taking
Benavidez,
shots at Canelo?
I think David Benavidez knocks him out.
Whoa! I think he wins. I don't know if he knocks him out. I think he wins. I'm not gonna go that far.
So Canelo's never been knocked out before, but you think David Benavidez is going to knock him out?
Yes. David Benavidez is going to create a lot of problems for him. And I think because of that, he's going to try to go after the V-Bald rematch and make David Benavidez wait for him.
Wow. Robbie is really, really questioning Canelo's cojones here.
Yeah,
yes,
that's rough, man.
It is
wrong. I would never question
wrong.
That.
Robbie is taking shots at
I don't know, man. Canelo's in that ring. I don't know if I'd question him, you know what I'm saying? But
I think once David Benavidez wins these titles, he's going to keep them for a long time.
You think David Benavidez beats B-Ball?
I want to see it.
I think he beats both of them.
You think Benavidez beats B-Ball?
I do.
Really?
That's a monster. That's a difficult style, man. If you can't knock David Benavidez out, he's going to be on you like friggin' I don't even want to say. I want to get too over the top.
Yeah, we got cute.
He's gonna be on you like something you don't want to have on
white
you.
White on rice. How about that?
I don't want to go
too egregious with some of these comparisons. I know I go over the top sometimes. I had to reel it in.
Let's put it this way, guys. I think David Benavidez is not only the future and the present of the super middleweight division. I think once he moves up to light heavyweight, he takes that division completely over.
He's only 25 years old, Eric. He's only going to get better.
What about David Morrell? David Morrell. I'd rather see David Benavidez and David Morrell, man. That's a good fight.
You're probably going to see that next.
That's the fight right there, man.
I think we are going to see that next.
That's a good fight, man. That is a good fight. That kid Morrell really impressed me, man.
Because that's the thing. Canelo's going to chase this V-Bald rematch, so David Benavidez is going to keep himself busy by taking on a real tough Cuban in David Morrell.
Yeah, it's a good fight. They're all good fights.
It certainly is.
All good fights except this one, no? John Ryder?
I think this will be just fine. I have no complaints.
You think this is a good fight? Wow, okay. All right.
Yeah. I think Canelo will win, but I don't think it's a mismatch, Eric, that you're pretending it to be. I think John Ryder is better than that.
Really?
Yeah.
So how about we put up a pie bet?
No.
You know he's never going to do that. You know he's never going to do that. Mrs. Terrick would never allow it. She would never allow it.
She would never allow it.
She would never allow it.
I wouldn't do it anyway.
She would never allow it.
That's cold-blooded, man. That's cold-blooded.
We couldn't even get him to do simple tasks when he was on this show. You think we're going to get him to do a pie bet?
Stop it. Enough.
That's why his contract wasn't renewed.
Enough. It's a matter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to break the
matter. Lois, where's Lois?
Sorry, I'm sorry about that.
D-Style, thank you so much. He said Beeb isn't sick. He's an enabler. You're an enabler too. 100%.
Probably everything in the book right now.
That's right.
Now, hey, My first pay-per-view was Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and I've been buying pay-per-views ever since.
Yeah. Well, why don't you guys just send your $60 to me, and I'll tell you what happens.
Why don't you bet on this, Robbie?
Canelo's gonna win.
Are you gonna listen to him, or are you just gonna filibuster? Just hang on. He's got a proposal.
Right.
I got a proposal for you. If Eric wins the bet, every time you call in, you have to call him Supreme Leader for a month.
Oh, that's
no.
good.
How's
that? That's good.
You won't even take that one.
What? I do like the title. I got to be honest. Supreme Leader.
Put Mrs. Herrick on the phone right now.
Between me and Kim Jong-un, you're Supreme Leader. You know what I'm saying? Why not? We need one on this side.
Hey, Eric,
to the people listening,
look at it this
we do not
way.
Support
Remember
Kim
what,
Jong-un. Really? Just make sure that's a disclaimer. We have full disclosure.
Hey,
we don't
Eric,
support Kim
Eric,
Jong-un.
We don't
care.
I
Eric,
don't even know
remember what Saturday
what?
Is.
What?
They're having Charles's coronation over there, so you could actually be crowned the new king, Sissy.
The hell does that have to do with
you? That has nothing to do with nothing here.
We're talking about a fight
in Mexico. We're talking about the fights in Mexico. What do you think, John Ryder's going to be hyped up because there's a new king?
I think Canelo is going to win. So what is there to bet?
How long it goes? I say 8 rounds or less.
No, I think it goes the distance.
All right, well, let's throw it down.
Okay, so you have to call Eric Supreme Leader. If Supreme Leader for a month, if he's right, you can't even do that.
So are you willing to go along with that, Eric?
That you're going to call me Supreme Leader? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then fine, I'll do that.
Okay, but what happens if you win? What happens if Robert wins?
What do you want Eric to do if you win, Robert?
If I win and it goes the distance and Canelo definitely wins the fight, what's your
I got a great request, Robbie. I got a great request for you.
Okay.
You get I don't want to put it out there because Eric will probably kill me if I put this out there.
I'll probably kill you.
Let me text it to Eric.
Let me tell you what, I can be on the next flight to Boston in minutes, son. All right? D-Style, thank you so much. He said, why is Robbie filibustering with random babble? D-Style's word's not mine.
I'm not babbling. I need to get off of here then. Because I don't like people babble with no points.
All right, Beav, I am waiting for the text.
I just sent it to you. See if you can clear that with the producers.
That would be a hard no.
Okay.
That would be a hard no. All
right. Well, Robbie, put your request in. What do you want Eric to do? I've been vetoed here.
Let's put it this
And
way
I knew exactly
here.
Where you were going, Bill.
Yeah, see, I did it behind the scenes.
Now you
but
got to
Robbie,
be curious,
Robbie would never do that. He would blurt it out. That's why he's not here.
No,
anymore.
I
Robbie.
Would not. Wow, I'd actually have to think about it. I would say, Joe, you can't make ridiculous comments to me for a month.
I'm not in this bet. I'm betting Canelo to win by decision.
Whenever I call in, you're the one that comes up with the smart aleck remarks. He doesn't.
Listen, the producers give me free rein, okay?
Yeah.
I have free reign to say what I want, okay? I don't have shackles on me when I do this show.
Eric is actually in control of everything. He's working the board.
You don't know what my role is. You don't know what my role is in all this. I have a job description that I signed when I came on board as well.
Boxing, thank you so much. He asked the question, does Robbie live in a Mexican Robert, do you live in a Mexican neighborhood?
Well, I live in a state full of them, but no, I don't live in a Mexican neighborhood.
Jesus. You live in a state full of them, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want from Eric, Robbie?
I'll have to think
want
about it.
Want to put a pie in his face?
I'll tell you what. I'll do a pie if I lose.
Oh, okay.
And if I win,
you have to call.
I've got to call
one month.
Yeah. I
Supreme
can do that.
Supreme
leader.
Now, the
my supreme leader.
Okay, the way that you win is he knocks him out, correct?
If the fight is stopped for Canelo and Canelo wins, if the fight goes under 8 rounds, I win.
Okay. That's fine. I can handle that.
So he's giving you some great opportunities here. Like, he's not even saying the fight has to go the distance. It only has to go over 8 rounds.
I like that.
You may win this. You may win this one, Robbie.
Yeah, I think so.
He stops and he hands it. He's standing in the hospital.
Then in 2 weeks we can do it again.
Wait, hold on. You think that Haney is going to win? That Haney is going to lose that fight?
No, I think Haney will win that fight. But
of course, I think Haney's going to win that fight.
Everyone's picking Haney, Robert.
Everybody's picking Haney.
But is anybody picking Haney to knock him out?
You're picking Haney to knock him out.
You're picking Haney by knockout, Robert?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking a question. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, Robert. I'm not picking Haney to win by knockout.
No, and we've never seen Lomachenko even hurt, let alone close to being knocked out. So I don't think that would happen either.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it would not surprise. I mean, listen, I'm not going to pick Haney in a knockout.
Right.
But I think Haney runs away in this fight. I don't think this fight is close.
What do you think your scorecard is going to look like at the end of this fight, Eric?
118-109.
Ten rounds of two. Wow. Okay.
I think it's a complete whitewash. It's a complete mismatch. You remember how Teofimo, how big he looked in there?
Yeah.
He's the same way. He's going to use that reach all night. There is absolutely zero chance that Lomachenko is going to be able to reach that jab. Nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
he's not going to come close, man.
And look, Haney's like 5'10".
And I like Lomachenko.
Yeah. Haney's like 5'10", so I don't know how Lomachenko's gonna even be able to
do anything. How tall is Loma?
What, 5'5"?
He looks at like 5'7", but he looks like he's like more along the lines of 5'6".
Yeah.
Like,
and how tall is Teofimo?
5'8".
He dwarfed that guy.
Yeah.
And Haney's 5'10"?
Haney's like 5'9½", but he looks like 5'10".
Hey, Haney, you saw him just stand by, side by side.
Bigger.
He's going to kill him. He's
and
too
by the
big,
way,
by,
and
too
by the way, speaking of Haney, I don't agree with Bill Haney. Bill Haney says, we're going to stick around at 135. There's no way his body's going to allow him to stick around at 135. He's
a lot of money at 135, though, Robbie.
A
lot of money at 135, man.
You got Taylor at 140. You got Taylor, Taylor or Teofimo, one of those guys is going to be worth a lot less after their fight.
Yeah.
And then you got Regis Prograis, who's not really that big of a star yet.
Right.
You know, he's a great fighter.
Tank just changed the whole trajectory of this decision, this division last week by what him and Ryan did. I don't want to just say Tank. What Ryan and Tank did last week changes the whole trajectory of this decision.
Yeah.
But don't you think Tank is going to move up to 140 also? So Haney and Tank could fight at 140.
Not next.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tank fights Haney next because they probably feel that Haney's like busting out at the seams at this weight. They feel like they get him at the right time.
Well, what about Shakur
that could
Stevenson?
Be, yeah.
What about Shakur Stevenson? He deserves a big fight.
They won't go to him. They won't go to him for
they're
a while.
They're not going near that guy.
Yeah,
they're not going near that guy.
He doesn't have anything.
He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have any titles. He doesn't have a whole lot of press right now.
He's
going
to have to become mandatory. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well,
even then, they'll let that fight go.
Do you guys agree with me that Shakur has the potential of being the person that eventually runs that division? Or do you think as long as Davis and Haney are there, he won't get much of a chance?
I think, I tell you what. I mean, I think Haney's always the cream of the crop in 135 right now. He is. He's the undisputed champion. I don't know how you can say any different.
Right.
You can't say Tank is the best. You can't say, listen, Haney's got the belts.
Right.
Period. End of story.
You Yeah, you can say if you have an opinion and you say Tank beats Haney, that's your opinion, but Haney should get the designation of being the guy because he got the title.
No, that's right.
Yeah, I agree with that. D-Style, thank you so much. He said that Robbie, he doesn't think you believe in Devin Haney.
I believe in Devin Haney. I didn't say
that. If Robbie watches Fox News.
Why do you want to know what does news have to do with boxing?
Well, there's boxing news.
Robbie, do you watch Fox News? Robbie, do you watch Fox News?
Yeah, I do sometimes. I work my way around the dial. Okay. I don't stick to one place.
I don't blame you.
I work my way around the dial. That's a talent. Like that's a talent or something.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do, man? I work my way around the dial, you know.
What's the matter with you, Billy?
No, we're on the phone.
What's the matter with you? You and your negative attitude. You're negative.
She likes
Nancy.
The grandstand. I got to take him down a notch. She likes the grandstand. I'm tired of it.
Oh, see what I mean, Joe? See? Uh-huh. Joe's
on a warpath again.
Yep.
That's never stopping, Robin.
So rude.
Oh, okay, guys. We'll see you. We'll see what happens on Saturday.
All right, man. All right.
All right.
Late. So now I got to take a pie. Canelo's going to knock him out, right?
No.
Canelo's going to knock this guy out. In Guadalajara, look what Chavez did to Haugen. Remember that one? He was sky high, son.
I'm going to put a poll in the chat. If Canelo was
yeah,
okay.
He, absolutely. Did you see Miss Eric was yelling at him? I heard her in the background. I think she was referencing me and you, but I don't know.
Oh, Mrs. Herrick?
Yeah.
Canelo won this fight.
That ended brutally. Matter with you guys. All right, let's talk about the news real quick here, and then I'll get back to the phones. All right, so check this out, B. We all talked about it last week, the Ryan Garcia-Tank Davis fight. 1.2 million pay-per-view buys. That's what it netted, man. The biggest pay-per-view pretty much in recent memory, I think. Honestly, it's the fifth largest gate in Las Vegas history with 22.8 million at the gate. This means that it surpassed Floyd Mayweather versus Canelo, which had a gate of 20 million. So it pretty much smashed that one with, 22.8 million, almost 3 million.
I think this one can still climb even higher than 1.2 when they get the official numbers.
But you got
who knows
the world numbers, too. Yeah, I mean, you haven't gotten the world numbers yet.
And the digital buys are probably even harder to count.
D-Style, thank you so much. He said, quote, state full of Mexicans. All right. So are they bad at the bone says build the wall, guys?
Oh, God.
Wow. Jeez.
We're going to get shadow banned now.
I'm going to get me too somewhere. I don't know.
Because of Robbie.
Because of Robert? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to get shadow banned.
All right. So check this out. So you remember how De La Hoya, Bernard Hopkins, and Joe Koosin just voted. They were nowhere to be found in the press conference. So your boy loses, right? And only people out there are his parents. His parents, that was it. Eric Gomez.
Yeah, Eric Gomez.
Yeah, we can't forget him. Right. So, yeah, man. What in the world? You know, like, they just left him. Now, De La Hoya came out and said it's because he got death threats.
Oh, come on.
They had death threats all week. Yes, and they told him not to go to the press conference. Really? Really? Death threats? Come on, man. Come on, son. And then Bernard Hopkins, they said they banned him from the building because of what happened at the weigh-in. He should have never touched Tank anyway.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
He shouldn't have put his hands on him. You know?
I didn't like that.
So, I didn't like that either. But, you know, he was – yeah, man. I don't like that either. So they just abandoned him. I'm not sure what happened to Goosen. Goosen seemed okay after the loss, but he didn't show up. What do you make of that, though? De La Hoya just blew him off like that for real?
I just think that De La Hoya didn't want to face the other side, right? Didn't want to face Ellerbe. Didn't want to see Mayweather there. And
it's all over at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all over. You guys did the job. You're getting paid. It's all over. Everybody, you know.
No, as much as De La Hoya has accomplished in his life and, the, and just the position he has and his status, I still think the guy is very fragile. You know,
who is Holly Sanders?
That's his I think his girlfriend.
Oh, well, she verified that he got death threats.
Oh, yeah, she verified it. Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
then we got to believe her. Yeah, we got to believe the Instagram model.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was a first-round NBA draft pick back in the day, but I blew up my knee. That's why I'm not there.
That's right. That's true. That's true. Jerry, it would help if you could spell. We're going to get to you in just a minute, so just simmer down, my man. Remember, I'm the king of Baltimore. Nobody else.
Why does everyone, like him and Corey, when they're in the queue, like they demand that we go to them right away.
Like they're more interesting than what's going on here. I got to be honest, you're not. All right? You're not more interesting than what's going on here. It just is.
We have a formula here that we follow. We have a routine that we do here. We're not going to change it because you want us to pick up the phone.
Oh, he's on hold. Oh, you should have said something earlier. Let me go to the phones.
Like a little kid. Remember when you're a little kid and you're being rolled around in the carriage,
yes,
and you like point the shit
right
you want, and you throw a temper tantrum because you don't get it right away, and your mother just says, "No, you're gonna wait." Well, guess what? You're gonna wait, Jerry.
Spirit
and it's fucking
justice.
Corey.
Spirit of justice. Women never lie.
Shut up, Chuck. What a jerk this guy is.
Unreal. All right. Floyd Mayweather versus John Gotti III is set for June 11th. You going to pay for that one, too? You know what? That's going to be on paper. Oh, stop it.
John Gotti's son, man. Come on. John Gotti Jr.'s son. I mean, come on.
He's got people behind him. Wouldn't it be funny if they, like, broke his leg before the fight or something like that? Like, his people roughed him up.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. All right, back on the Ryan Garcia thing. Chavez Sr., the good one, Chavez Sr., said he never wants to see Ryan Garcia box again. Quote, it wasn't even a punch where he hit him. What time he hit him? Chavez Sr. was quoted as saying, I'm not going to watch him anymore. I don't watch him anymore. Ryan Garcia, I won't watch any more Ryan Garcia fights. Count me out. He was told the Spanish publication Marca. Seriously?
A bit harsh, wasn't it?
Wasn't Chavez the one that quit on a stool against De La Hoya? Didn't he quit on a stool and they had the video, they had like the camera in this corner when he said, I quit?
No,
he was against De La Hoya or something like that. You remember that?
Yeah, like a cut side of his mouth or something like that. And they needed like stitches, so I guess, yeah, but not, I don't know if it was his corner or him that stopped the fight.
Not to mention here, you know, your son didn't actually tear it up in the pro ranks either. You know, didn't he get beat by Anderson Silva, and didn't he quit on a stool at one point?
Yeah,
I
think it was the Fun Flora fight, if I'm not mistaken, that he decided that he wanted to opt out.
I don't think he ever fought Danny Jacobs. I don't know. But, yeah, he, like, quit on his stool, too. So, like, what's the problem here? So we don't want to watch Ryan Garcia because he lost? You can't – listen, you can say whatever you want, but he put it all out there that night. Tank was just a better fighter.
Yeah, again, if you are hurt to the point where you think you cannot compete and you choose to opt out of the fight, I just don't have a problem with it, bro. I just don't. There's certain injuries that debilitate you, and you may be able to get up, but can you defend yourself?
Can you defend yourself? You can't.
You know what I mean? If you're losing a fight when you're at 100%, how in the hell are you going to win it if you're 30%? Do people need fighters? And again, this is my opinion. You don't have to agree. Whatever you want to interpret, however you want to interpret things, that's your decision. You know, I'm not here to be your moral compass. But what do people want? Do they want to see guys carried out in stretches? Do they want a guy to get up and just go right back down again? Like.
There was nothing he could do. He was beat.
Yeah, he was done, bro. He was done.
And, you know, again, there was rumors around his camp, and I don't know if they've been confirmed or whatever, that he was injured prior to. They said he had a rib injury prior to.
And I suspect maybe he was. I don't know.
Who cares? That rib, that shot that he hit him with is putting him down again, whether he had a rib injury or he didn't have a rib injury. It doesn't matter.
You saw
The fact of the matter is, even if he was hurt, I mean, Tank was the better fighter, clearly. I don't think we can dispute that.
But let's use the example yesterday, in yesterday's fight with Zepeda. He kept hitting that guy with body shots, right? And he kept getting up, but he kept going right back down. Why? Because he couldn't fight because he was not fully recovered from the from the shot. So you get up, you're just going to go right back down again.
Right.
Right. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing, man. D-Style said he did talk about Chavez Sr., walked the comment back. He later saw the punch afterwards. I mean, great.
It took him a while.
Yeah.
It took him a while then to walk it back after the damage is already done.
Yeah, probably after his publicist came in there and says, you need to walk this back, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's
I was
Chavez.
Always a Chavez fight. Listen, I was always a Chavez fan growing up, but he was always one of those guys I never really wanted to meet because you always heard stories about him just being a complete jerk somewhere. You know what I mean? And I think he's very critical just for the case, for the sake of being critical sometimes.
Why are the old legends so hard on some of these kids coming up, man?
Because they don't want their records broken. They don't want their records broken. They want to look at him and say, hey, listen, I fought this guy, I fought that guy. This guy isn't fighting that guy. This guy's running from that guy. Or this guy, like, you know what I mean? Because back then they had to fight everybody. But now it's not always the case. But, you know.
Marquez just disrespects like Canelo all the time, man.
Really?
Yeah, he just always criticizes Canelo.
Is it still him and Chavez on Golpe y Golpe?
Marquez is on Box Talk TV now.
Okay.
Pro Box TV now with Paulie Malignaggi and those guys over there. Chris Algieri's over there too, so it's pretty cool.
All right. Even Roy Jones over there too?
Him and Tarver aren't there anymore.
I like Tarver a lot, man. Tarver was really good. I thought he was really good.
They did him wrong, man, by getting rid of him just because of that cream.
Yeah.
I don't know.
D-Style says that Chavez Sr. isn't that critical anymore. Eh, all right. He's calmed down. He's calmed down a lot. Yeah, I imagine. But still, it was still a rude thing to say, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, man.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
He was always my favorite fighter, so I can't really say much.
Thank you, D-Style, for kind of calming Eric Don a little bit. He was getting out of control. I mean, Chavez is a legend.
Tell him what's happening Thursday, Beeb.
Oh, the roundtable. Make sure you check out the roundtable. It'll be on D-Style Boxing's channel. This Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a variety of different hosts every week. Different panelists every week. Same host, me and D-Style. But it's a great show, and make sure you check us out.
You're not going to be out this week, are you?
Again, I can't breach the contract. I'm there every week.
Oh.
I signed a deal.
I'll probably skip it then. I like it when you're not on it. It's better. It's just a much better show. You know what we can do is mute you. Maybe we can just mute you.
You can take your hand and just cover my face. How's that when you're watching?
We just mute your box and then like let everybody else talk. You know what I mean? And even when they ask you a question, you can just be muted and just give your answer to like silence.
I'll answer in sign language.
Sign language. Maybe just type. Why don't you just become like part of the chat? Like type your answers out. I
will see. See how that works.
I think D-Style said, thank you very much. He said, I think criticism toward his son humbled him, to be honest. I think he's probably right. I think that was the worst move that either one of those kids could have made, is becoming a boxer after that. But you know what? I mean, listen, say what you want about Chavez Jr. He held a title. He became champ, didn't he?
Yeah.
He became champ. And you can't just become champ. Now, listen, you got to be, you know, listen, not every boxer who's super great is going to be champion. It just is. All right, you got to have a lot of luck going there. Listen, he definitely had his own way. But you can't, once you get to a certain level, those guys are pretty good. You know?
Yeah. Look at the poll, Eric. 78% say KO, 22% say decision. So,
yep.
Most people think he's going to KO.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. 80%. 80 to 20. Is this even worth arguing? Is this even worth arguing? No chimps. I was watching a documentary yesterday. Chimps are 98% DNA with humans. 98%. Is that even worth arguing? We had to evolve from chimps. 98%. Guys are just like us. But I can knock out a chimp.
Never.
You're crazy. You think you can knock out a gorilla? Like, okay.
No.
No? You don't think you could? hit him square on the chin, right on the point of the chin. I can clean a gorilla, boy. I'm telling you that right now. I think I can knock out a gorilla.
But about a grizzly?
Yeah, yeah, because they've never been punched. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Those things are monsters, but probably the toughest animal that walks on land, grizzly bear.
Tell me if you guys in the chat have ever seen this, too. So I watched this movie the other day called Grizzly Man. Did you check this out? It's on Netflix, right?
Oh, is it good?
And the point of the story, yeah, it was actually pretty interesting. It was like this guy who, like, goes and docks. He, like, lives with the grizzlies, right?
Oh,
I've
seen
that.
Gives
them
names
and everything like that. Like, he's
they don't attack him? They don't attack him?
Yeah, they ended up killing him at the end of the movie. They ended up killing this dude. They got it on video and everything. Like, they got the whole audio of it, man. He got crushed, man.
That's
it was
so
insane.
Sad,
I mean, the guy, like, look, I mean, you got to know the guy. I mean, like, you know, what are you going to hang out with grizzlies and not get eaten?
Just like the, who's the other guy there?
Like, I'm hanging out with hyenas and I'm not going to get eaten, you know?
Who's the guy that got killed by the stingray there, the Australian guy?
Oh, yeah, that dude, Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin, yeah.
Yeah, that guy was good, man. That guy
was
really
good.
You went into that stingray. You can't mess with those animals, man. I mean, you can't. You know what I'm thinking? Nah. You can run the animals and everything like that. And like, oh, look, they love me. They accept me for me. All of a sudden, that snake wraps you up. Get out of here.
Forget about it.
You see that movie Cocaine Bear?
No.
Dumbest movie ever. Dumbest movie ever.
Is that on Netflix, too?
No, I don't think it is yet. I don't think it is yet. It's like on Paramount or something like that. It's on one of them. It was the dumbest movie ever. It was funny, but it was dumb, you know? Stop waffling. I think I can knock out a chimp. I think I could for sure knock out a chimp. You don't think you can knock out a chimp? What about a bonobo? Could you knock out a bonobo, those little monkeys? You know how strong those things are? They said a silverback gorilla, in theory, could bench press 4,000 pounds. 4,000.
But the grizzly bear would destroy the gorilla.
I don't know, man.
Oh,
man, I got to see that. I got to see that.
Those things weigh like 11. They weigh like 1,100 pounds, bro. The gorillas.
What are those gorillas, like 800 pounds?
No, they weigh like 400.
They can bench press that? No, there's no way. You see how big
a
gorilla
is? Here's the problem with the resistance. The grizzly bear is hard. Then you can shoot it. Like, there's like video of people shooting because they got so much fat on them that you can't penetrate their skin, bro. The gorilla doesn't have any fat on it, so it doesn't have that much protection.
You don't think that gorilla could push that grizzly away? As strong as that thing is?
Then the gorilla doesn't have the sharp teeth and the sharp claws like the grizzly. Grizzlies, forget about it.
I love how we're sitting here arguing about it, like either one of us know anything about animals, you know? I know nothing about animals. Nothing. Except what I see at the zoo. That's it. Teofimo Lopez said this is his last fight with Top Rank. Beeb! Teofimo told Punch Drunk Boxing, "The one thing I love about my sport, I can kill a guy and get away with it. It's so cool." He also went on to say, he also accused broadcaster Andre Ward and Tim Bradley of bias against him. And he said, "All these MFers and D-riders can suck Ds, sorry for my language, but that is the problem. I don't ride off of that." And just to put it more on this fight, this is my last fight on ESPN. This is why this fight means everything. Quote, "If they want the black fighters, they can keep them," end quote. Yeah. D-Style, thank you so much. He said that's 4,000 pounds with long arms, too. Exactly, exactly. Well, I can touch his chin, man. I'm telling you, I can touch his chin. Once you get in, you know what I mean? You got to bob and weave your way in. If he grabs me, man, it's going to be a problem. But I think we're going to take him. Beeb? What do you make of Teofimo's comments?
Guy just continues to commit career suicide.
Number one, that's a foolish thing to say.
Of course.
It's not true. You know what I mean? And, like, why? I don't understand, like, you know, I don't understand why you would say something like that. to your promoters, the guys who try to make you a star, got you a big fight, by the way, after this loss. They got you a big fight.
Another title shot.
Another title shot. In a fight you weren't supposed to, you weren't supposed to win, by the way, in Australia. You weren't supposed to beat Campbell. This wasn't even supposed to be competitive, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
But, yeah, I think Tio, if he loses against Josh Taylor after these comments, they're not, like, so what do you think? He's going to take the belt and go somewhere else, and he's just going to be able to, you know, like, who's going to pick him up? He's burnt so many bridges.
I agree. Yeah, how many, I mean, seriously, like, you know, where do you go now? I mean, really, where are you going to go? To match room?
Yeah.
Is this, you know what I mean? Where are you going? Once, and if Josh Taylor beats him, which I'm favoring him to do, I think Josh Taylor beats him. I think Josh Taylor beats him pretty sound. Based on Teofimo's, because you can't base it on, you know, before the Loma fight, or even the Loma fight. You have to base it on what he's done since then, and he's done nothing since then. Right?
Unless PBC picks him up and he becomes a Tank Davis opponent. I don't know.
At 140, what is he going to come down to, 135?
I don't know. Maybe,
he's already going to 140.
Maybe Tank fights him at 140. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't see where, if this guy loses, I don't see where he goes.
I don't either.
I don't see it.
I don't either. I mean, where do you know, this is a big fight for him. And Josh Taylor can fight, man. Josh Taylor is, you know, listen, he beat Regis Prograve. He's the cream at 140.
I like Josh Taylor on this fight big.
I do, too.
I really do.
I do, too. I mean, I really do. I don't think there's, you know. So let's talk about this. Liam Smith, more fights we don't want to see. Liam Smith versus Chris Eubank 2 is set for June 17th. Beeb, this is a rematch like that nobody called for. Why are these two fighting again? Help me out. I mean, didn't Eubank get smashed in 4 rounds? I mean, really, like, what unanswered questions do we have here?
I'll tell you this. I actually like this rematch, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I like what Eubank Jr. is doing. Like, I talked about this on the round table. He's kind of being like Eminem, like when Eminem and 8 Mile was just like the last round of that rap battle. He's just basically telling, yeah, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did, and I'm still here. And that was kind of like what Eubank did to Liam Smith. He's like, yeah, you know, I was winning the first 3 rounds, and I was winning that 4th round. And you got me with that shot. Fair play to you. I thought I could have continued, whatever. And he's still kind of Liam Smith's head. Like, it's almost like he's instilling doubt in Liam Smith's head. Like, did I just catch him with that one shot? Did I get lucky? Like, he's not going to say that out loud, but maybe in the back of his head he's thinking that. You know? I don't know. But I think Chris Eubank wins this rematch.
Really?
I think I do. I actually do. I think he's the better fighter. I don't want to take anything away from Liam Smith. I do think having to do that initial weight cut with the Conor Benn fight, right? Because he even admitted he did something different to try to make that weight to squeeze off that extra 3 pounds? I think it was 150. No, what did he have? He had 156, I think, was it 157? I think it was 157.
Something like that.
Yeah, so he had to squeeze off 3 extra pounds, so he had to go through an intensive weight cut. And then when that fight fell out at the last minute, then all of a sudden he's got to roll right into this fight. So I think having to do the two different weight cuts, right, the two camps, right, and having to make that change of making the 157 initially, and I just think something was off, to be honest with you. And I hate saying that because I hate taking anything away from Liam Smith because he got the hard-fought victory. But he was losing that fight on my card. I had him losing the first 3 rounds, and he was losing the 4th as well. So
yeah.
I think this was an intriguing rematch. And Chris Eubank Jr., he's just hilarious. He knows how to promote himself, promote events.
He's good. He's a good personality.
Yeah, so,
he's a very good personality.
Well, I'm actually kind of interested in this one, to be honest with you. I really am.
To Corey and Jerry, yeah, if you haven't noticed, we're a little busy right now. We'll get back to the phones in just a minute, man. So just relax. Relax, man. Jerry's like, I'm going to move on. Okay. Whatever you got to do, my man. The WBC will not sanction a fight with Bivol in it, Suleiman said. That is because of our position with Russia and the war in Ukraine. WBC would not accept that fight, talking about Bivol versus Beterbiev. So what happens if he fights Canelo, Bib? Is the WBC not going to sanction that one either? When if they want to make that fight for 168 for all the belts, what about that special belt they made for Canelo Ryder? Did you see that one? That, you know how they make special belts for all of Canelo's fights. So they're not going to make a special belt for this one? I mean, what? So I don't understand. I bet that gets dropped faster than anything once that fight takes place. If that fight gets signed at 168, that fight will be no problem getting sanctioned.
You know, and Bivol lives in the United States. I had the conversation with Samson, and Samson's kind of – He's kind of following in line with Mauricio Suleiman, and he's like against Bivol fighting for WBC titles too.
He's got
like,
nothing
oh, well,
to do with that. He's got does he even live?
No.
And where does he even live? Where does Bivol live?
He lives in California, but this is what Samson said. Oh, after he beat Canelo, he went back to Russia, and they paid him. And I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, is he really involved in the politics? Is he He's not interested in this war.
No.
He doesn't want.
He's trying to make a living here. You know what I mean?
He doesn't want. He doesn't want. He's not like spoken in support of this war. It's not like he's for this war. So I don't know. I think it's unfair. I don't. I hate to see politics and boxing being mixed together. I'm just not with it. I don't agree with it. And like I said, you got Beterbiev who lives in Canada, and you got Bivol who lives in California now.
Yeah.
So both these guys are located outside of Russia. And
that fight takes place
in
California. It's a home fight for Bivol, you know.
Yeah, you're not gonna have the fight in Russia anyways. And if Bivol and Beterbiev fight, they were talking about putting that in the Middle East. So
yeah,
I don't understand where all this controversy is coming from.
I don't either. So, it's silly. It's just silly.
I don't get it.
So Bib, right before we go to the phones here, Crawford versus Spence, is it happening? SB Nation is saying the deal is near done and will take place July 22nd, and that was also reported by Ring Magazine as well. There's got to be something to it. Listen, Errol Spence is marked as inactive on BoxRec. He has not defended that title within a year. He has not fought in over a year. A year and some change now.
I think everyone in boxing really wants this fight, and I don't think anyone's going to step in the way, whether it be sanctioning bodies or promoters or anything. I think this is it. I think this is it. Both fighters realize, no matter what they say, they both need this fight. Boxing needs this fight, and the people who are handling both guys really feel as though this fight needs to happen as well. So
yeah.
This is going to be it, in my opinion. We're finally going to get this, I believe.
I think so too. You and I are always both hesitant on these type of things and these announcements.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have the announcement during the Tank fight. That was the prediction. Obviously, that didn't happen. It's got to happen, right? I mean, is the sell by date already? The sell by date's really already passed a little bit on this.
Yeah, but
I would have liked to see this fight about a year or two ago.
We always say that. We said it about Pacquiao Mayweather, and what happened? The more we wait, the bigger it gets. Now, again, I'm not happy about waiting. I'm not saying that this is good for me being the anxious guy that I am. I have no patience. But something's telling me that this fight's going to be big. In terms of public interest, they're going to.
Well, I think so. I think it'll be bigger than the Garcia Tank fight, because a lot of the casuals know who Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford are.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Social media, obviously.
Okay, what I'm wondering though, and maybe this is out of left field, because I know the guy from Skills Challenge in Saudi Arabia was talking about five fights that Prince Khalid wants this year. And two of those fights are Joshua versus Wilder and Fury versus Usyk. And I'm wondering if this is one of those five fights. Maybe that's out of left field, but something in the back of my head is telling me, could this be one of those five fights?
You think it goes overseas?
Maybe.
Nah, the biggest fight, that's not even a big fight over there.
No, you don't think that? Like, because no. Prince Khalid said he did that there's five fights that he's really interested in.
He's interested in the wild of the heavyweights. Those are the big fights over there.
But he's a fan of the sport, and he's and the guy who's in charge of Skills Challenge, forgive me because I forget his name, he's willing to pay premium. They're not even concerned about, like, what the fights are worth. They just want to pay premium price. This guy's actually a fan of the sport.
They want
to
see
it.
That's what we need.
I could be way off base here, but I'm wondering if this is one of those fights that goes over there.
Hey, when did the Saudis boxing team, when does that start to come up? You think of all the money and everything that is being poured in to fights coming over there and everything like that. Like you said, the Usyk and the Usyk Fury fight, it's probably going to be over there if it happens.
Well,
what about their boxing team, right? I mean, they got to be putting a lot of money into that, I would think.
I think so too. I think they're really starting to.
I think in years to come, we're going to see the results. I really do. I do. All right. One of my minions from Baltimore is on the line. 410. I am the king of Baltimore, my minion. Go ahead. 410, Baltimore, you're live.
What's up, ladies? How you doing?
Jerry, how are you?
Hi, Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing good. What do you want to smile? You know, Eric, it's okay to be a little bit wrong. You insist on being just, like, lopsidedly wrong. It's not only that
about
you get
the king
your
of
predictions
Baltimore,
wrong.
Or what? What am I wrong on?
Well, it's not only do
you don't
you
think
Canelo's
going to win. You're actually picking John Ryder to win this?
Can you let me finish?
You're picking. I'm asking you a question.
I didn't say nothing about John Ryder. Not only are
is
you
that my prediction
wrong
today?
With
What's
your,
that my prediction
with
today,
your
B?
Fight predictions are consistently wrong. You hyperbole. Loma and Haney, there's no reason to believe
what is
that Haney.
What is hyperbole?
Okay,
hyperbole?
Let me talk a little bit. Hey, there's no reason to believe. You can believe that Haney wins the fight. That's fair. But why not just err on the side of reality and say, you know, Loma's never been dominated. He got a couple losses. Never has he been dominated. Haney's very likely going to win the fight. He's got all the physical
advantages.
Let's
put it on the line, son.
But you...
King of Baltimore just
called
you out again.
Well, what do you want to put on the line?
What do you
want
to bet?
What do you want to bet?
Let's do a pie bet. Let's do a pie bet.
Because
I would love to see a pie get smashed on your face and have you humiliated in front of all these people. That's right. That's what I want. I'll put up. That's what I'll put up.
How many rounds does Lomachenko win in this fight? Jerry, how many rounds does Lomachenko win in this fight?
I don't have a crystal ball to know that, but if you're asking me my prediction, I'll gladly give you a prediction.
Yes.
Okay.
With the caveat that I'm wrong a bunch, too. It is boxing. I expect Haney to win the fight. He's got every physical advantage.
How many rounds do you, if you were to guess, how many rounds do you think Lomachenko wins? I'm going to say Lomachenko wins four rounds.
Yeah, I would go along with that. I would go along with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
All right, we're coming to you next.
It's Lomachenko is not the fighter he was 5 years ago. Regardless if Devin Haney fans want him to be that or not, he's not a champion. Last I checked, he's not on the pound-for-pound list anymore. He's three fights removed from a fairly one-sided loss to Lopez. Then he dusted off a couple of contenders. And then in his last fight, I thought he lost that fight, honestly. He didn't look that good in that fight. And the bottom line is, not the fighter that he once was. Haney's got every advantage over him, except for maybe experience. So I expect Haney to win the fight, but I don't expect it to be some one-sided, lopsided. I mean, it could
Beeb,
be.
Who did I say was going to win the fight? Who did I say was going to win the fight, Beeb?
I heard what you said.
I'm asking you just a yes.
You said Haney. You said Haney.
I said Haney, right? Who did Jerry say was going to win the fight?
Haney.
Then what are we talking about?
Well, this is what
we're
Jerry likes
about,
to do. He
we're
likes
talking
to
about
little things.
Little
like,
things.
No, no, we're
no,
talking about
said,
what I mentioned right at the beginning. Is it okay to be a little bit wrong?
It's going to be
you
a complete one-sided fight.
Just gonna decimate. Haney's just going to decimate.
If he wins five or more rounds? Do you think Lomachenko will win five or more rounds?
I don't have a crystal ball to tell you that.
Neither do I. But I'm confident in my picks.
Again, it's in the vernacular.
This
it's
is
like
why I'm
I
the king
said,
of Baltimore,
okay,
baby, because I don't hesitate
okay
at the moment
to be
of truth.
A little bit wrong.
I'll put it through your heart.
Instead
I don't
of being
care.
Lopsidedly wrong.
I'm like Marlo Stanfield's son. Nobody else. King of Baltimore, baby.
Jerry, let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question. So if Eric thinks that the fight's going to be wide and you don't think it's going to be as wide as Eric is saying, why is that, like, it's just a difference of opinion. Why does who cares?
He can't even tell me if he's going to win over five rounds.
Well, if he would
five
let
rounds.
Me talk, if he would let me talk, I would
You're
explain
not saying
to you,
nothing.
Well, yeah, it's like I said, in the very beginning, it's okay to be a little bit wrong. You see what I mean? And what I constantly hear him say is using words like decimate,
oh,
dominate.
You're real
you know?
Wrong.
Okay, well, I know what I heard, and I know what I heard you predict before. It's okay to be a little bit wrong.
Jerry, I think you take him a little too seriously, Jerry. I mean, this is a show that we have, you know, some of the stuff we do say is tongue-in-cheek. Like, for some reason, you and Robbie, you hang on every little word we say. It's almost like...
Listen, I'm the king of Baltimore. I don't blame him. I don't blame
like
him
I'm
for
on
that.
Sometimes when you guys call in, I feel like I'm on the witness stand because you're like, stenographer, read back what he said. I can have it read back to you. Like, it's like, really, what is this, like A Few Good Men?
Right.
I mean, like, you guys hang on every little word we say. It's not that big of a deal.
Listen, I'm going to break it down to you like this. Jerry and I both agree Haney's going to win the fight. Jerry and I both agree Loma's not going to win over five rounds. What are we talking about here?
I didn't say that.
He doesn't like you saying that it's going to be a blowout.
It's going to be a blowout.
It bothers him that you're saying it's going
to
be a blowout.
Is 8-4 a blowout?
It's a
blowout, right? Eight rounds to four? Nine rounds to three, those are blowouts, right?
Yeah, I think it was a wide decision.
Jerry, how do you see this fight going? You think it's going to be nip and tuck the whole way?
Again, I gave you my prediction. I don't have a crystal ball to tell you exactly what's going to happen.
He said Haney's going to win the fight. I said Haney's going to win the fight.
Right, but you don't recognize
this
the
is what you call
that I'm
for.
Making. But it's not
right.
just
what you
this
call
fight.
For.
It's
this
not
is,
just
you
this fight. You use the same vernacular.
This is what he wants you to
time.
Say.
It's okay to be a little bit wrong.
It seems like
you're not making
like
a great revelation when you try to pick these grandiose victories and they don't come to fruition. And
again,
then you can say, "Oh,
this
I
is
really
why
thought
I am the king
you know,
of Baltimore.
You're the king of nothing, bro.
I am the king of Baltimore, son. This
well,
is
congratulations.
Why. This is why because Baltimore is full of people like you. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's why
that's right.
I am now the king of Baltimore.
You're the king of nothing, bro. You're the king of overspeak.
Blah, 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 blah.
You're
blah,
the king
blah.
Of overspeak. That's about it. Good
Jerry
thing you got your sidekick who knows. You got a sidekick that knows a thing or two about boxing because you.
Sure. I wish I had a
you,
caller that knew a thing or two about boxing.
Yeah. I wish you did, too.
I wish I had a caller from Baltimore who knew a thing or two about boxing. We just don't seem to get him on the show. I don't know what happened. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
all right,
just
Jerry.
Thank
you're
you
out of gas,
partner.
And I've got about, 100 lines more, so we
got
to
well,
go.
You got
I
plenty
think
of
Jerry
gas,
wants
so.
You to say is,
go use all your gas.
Jerry wants you to I think what Jerry wants you to say is Haney will probably win, but it could be more competitive than you think. But you're not going to say that because that's not what you believe.
It's not going to be competitive. I really don't believe it's going to be competitive.
Yeah, I mean.
And listen,
I think I like
Lomachenko a lot. I really do. I just don't think that fight is competitive. It's just he's too big for Lomachenko. You got a guy who's big. He's very skilled. A lot bigger than Lomachenko. It ain't happening, man. I don't see it. And listen, I could be wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be wrong. Let me tell you who is never wrong, though. 917, the maestro, you're live.
Well, I'll tell you why I was wrong for one thing, Eric. You know, I've been going to these games. I've seen your Cincinnati FC play my New York City FC here live in the Bronx. But I was wrong for supporting this team. I'm done with this team, as is my wife. You know, they're moving to Queens. They're abandoning the Bronx. So it is what it is.
Could you guys really?
Why? Favor, though?
Are they
no,
building
I'm looking
stadium
for a new
Queens?
Team. I might be supporting Cincinnati FC at this point.
Absolutely. Come on in for the big win, man. Get yourself a jersey and hop on the bandwagon for the big win.
I'm looking for a new team. I'll probably be the only supporter of that squad out here in New York City. But I need you guys to do me a favor and clarify, please, because my wife watches the show. Her mom watches the show. You know, we it's a family event
thank you.
Here. You know, we watch week after week. I need you to clarify for my wife that the Jerry calls are not staged because she's convinced it's a work. She thinks that you guys like rearrange this like it's a comedy.
I wish they were a work. Trust me. No, they are not.
When
staged.
We have our production meetings, no. Jerry is not there. We can guarantee you.
That much I can guarantee you. Yes. Jerry. Yeah.
Yeah,
my wife knows that Joseph and Jimmy Dore, as am I, and they do like these phone skits, and she was convinced that it's a
right.
phone skit. But
I'm happy to hear that
it wasn't. So I was actually commuting from upstate New York into the city, and I missed the first part of the show. So I don't know whether or not you've discussed Zepeda and his performance last night. I don't honestly see anyone giving this dude a shot. Other than Shakur, I think he's a great opponent for Shakur because he's kind of established himself now, in my eyes anyways, as almost a boogeyman. I don't see a lot of people fighting him at 135. I don't see a lot of people fighting Shakur at 135. I know that Shakur fought that fight against Yoshino, which was a final eliminator, but I don't think it's a guarantee that he gets the winner of the Loma Haney fight, especially if it's not Loma. Which I don't think it will be. So, you know, what do you guys think of that? Zepeda against Shakur.
It's a good fight, but I think Shakur is in a tough position right now. I really do. Because he's almost like, remember how Gamboa used to be, where he's a lot of risk, but not a lot of reward? You know, he's like fighting that guy because he's going to be hard to beat because he's hard to hit, you know? But he's never, you know, he's not really that well known either. And he's not going to fight anybody. They're not going to let him in. He's got to fight somebody of note to get noticed because they know his name now, but he's not very popular. And he's got to get on that route before he even talks about stepping up against bigger competition.
You know what I love about this guy too? He fought three times last year and it seems as though he's on pace to fight three times again this year. He's keeping himself busy. So if these guys don't fight him, he's still going to keep fighting. So he's not going to like sit around and wait for them. But unfortunately, one of my biggest fears in this lightweight division, and I hope, pray that I'm wrong, is that this turns into the welterweight division. And shout out to Lion Killer. He used to call the welterweight division the waster weight division. And I hope this doesn't turn into a waster weight division too, because if these guys, like we're already hearing things from Tank's team, like, oh, well, these guys got to bring something to the table or whatever. And I just hope that this division does not become stagnant because this is a great division. There's a lot of good
fights. So many good fights. So many good fights.
And if they don't fight each other, it's going to be heartbreaking.
No, there really are a lot of good fights, but to Joe's point, Calvin Ford did say that Haney and Shakur need to get their numbers up. Well, they didn't say that about Hector Garcia. They didn't say that about Pitbull Cruz. They didn't say that, obviously, about Rolly Romero, because apparently you only need to get your numbers up when you're a high-risk fighter, right? Now, William Zepeda has a top-five ranking in at least two sanctioning bodies. The issue with Pitbull Cruz, Pitbull Cruz honestly seems to just be waiting around for a Tank rematch in a high payday with that rematch.
That's what
because
he's doing,
he turned down the Shakur fight. He turned it down.
Yes.
They wanted the Shakur team wanted to fight him and they didn't give him the fight. So I mean what else are we looking at for Zepeda? Frank Martin, who's ranked just below him. I don't think Frank Martin's gonna want to cross the aisle and do a deal with Golden Boy in the zone. you know, when he's got other things working for him at the PBC. So I just see it as a logical fight for both guys because they don't have any opponents really with any kind of name whatsoever that will likely fight them.
Great fight.
You know what I mean?
That's a great fight. Yeah, that's a great fight. Him and Frank Martin, that's a great fight.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's
I'd
it, though, guys.
That.
Keep up the great work. You guys already know I watch you guys always. Everybody that's not a member, make sure you consider joining the membership. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button. And if you don't watch live, make sure you watch on demand and drop a comment. Thank you much. Thank you very much, guys. Take care.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Maestro.
Thank you, brother. Thanks a lot, man.
There you go. And you can always download us on iTunes. We're on iTunes, Spotify. If you don't catch it live or you want to just listen to it in the car, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you download any podcast, you can find us there. There you go. This is Corey, I believe, 804. I believe that's Corey. 804, you're live.
Finally got to him, man. He didn't call him with three minutes left.
30 seconds left, the music's playing us out, you know.
What's up with Usyk? What's up with Usyk pulling out of the Fury fight, man? What happened?
Man, come on with all that, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. You know Usyk, man. You know Fury's ducking. Shit, Eric talked about it so many times. You know that I'm telling the truth about that, man. Me and Eric is on you. We think Usyk wants to smoke, and we think Fury's ducking the smoke. That's what Eric said. So I feel what he feels. You know what I mean? On that situation.
Eric, just because Eric said it, that makes it right.
Anyway.
It's like
Eric,
law.
No, but I'm just
you know?
Saying.
Eric,
let
me tell you, when I say something, you can take it to the bank,
know?
Son.
You know,
Eric tells
got,
me the world
Eric
is still flat.
Got
I got to believe him?
Trying to say
Eric
it's not?
Said he got the belt.
I mean, come on.
He got the belt, man. So, you know. But, yeah, man, let me talk about this Lomachenko versus Devin Haney, man. I think Lomachenko's a live dog in that fight. I'm sorry about the background noise, man. I'm on my break. But, you know, Lomachenko is...
Sounds like the burglar alarm going out of there. Get out of that bank, Corey, all right?
My bad, man.
What are you doing? Like, you
jump out of that 7-Eleven real quick. It sounds like it's being robbed.
Trying to hotwire a car on your way out of the 7-Eleven?
Come on, man. Listen, though, man. Lomachenko...
Oh, shit, man.
Lomachenko and Oleksandr Usyk could simultaneously hold the undisputed belt at the same time, man. If everything goes as the plan in 2023. And that's going to be, I'm going to be honest, man, I think it can happen, man. I think Devin Haney, I think a lot of people are looking over Lomachenko. I think Ortiz was a viable opponent, and I think he'll give anybody trouble. He's he's a live dog as well. And I just think Lomachenko, man, I think, to be honest with you, I think he can get it done, man. You know, I really think he can get it done against Devin Haney, man. I think a lot of people are looking over Lomachenko, man. He gives a lot of good looks. And, if his legs, don't fail him, I think that he can really, really make an impact in his lightweight division, even though he's undersized a little bit. Because he I really think he should be fighting at 126 or 130 at the most. But all of the fights and all of the money fights are at 135. And as far as Usyk and Fury goes, you know my stance on that. Oleksandr Usyk is the best champion in the world of boxing. I think he's pound for pound number one. I think there's nobody like Oleksandr Usyk in the world of boxing. And even Arthur Beterbiev, I told y'all about him as well. I think both of these guys are coming to fruition. They're coming to the, coming to the top if they're not already there. And like I told you guys 4 years ago, both of those guys, are very, very dangerous champions, man, because they give it their all, man. Even when they're not punched in on boxing time, they're still punched in, man. Very once in a generational talent for Oscar Beterbiev and Oleksandr Usyk. That's my call, Corey Lee Boxing, baby.
All right.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, you got any tips on some good stocks since you can see into the future with your foresight?
He's gone.
Anything?
I already got Zepeda by a second round KO last night, though. That's what I heard.
Yeah, man.
806. I believe this is Texas. 806. You're live.
Hello.
Hey,
yes, how y'all doing, guys?
Good, man.
How y'all
who
doing?
To?
What's going on, man?
Good.
This is Mike, man. I would love to take y'all to lunch one day, bring Robbie along. Then after lunch, fuck y'all in the ass while Robbie sucks my balls. Then I come on your tight asses, and then you could suck on my cock real hard.
Wow. That guy.
Get rid
that
of
guy's
it.
Got a crush on us, though.
That's horrible.
Never had a guy have a crush on me. I don't know. What about you? You ever have a guy have a crush on you?
Fortunately, yes.
That's what he waited. You know what? I'm looking at the board, and that guy was on hold forever, and that's the best you came up with?
That's horrible.
He
man.
Said, I'm going to hit him with that. I'm going to have Robbie, you know, I'm going to take Robbie out to lunch and then, you know, do all kinds of weird things to him. And then, you know.
That's crazy, bro, man.
Really? You waited that long for it. Do you think that means he's actually like, that's where his head is? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
That's cold-blooded, man.
That's out of control, man.
Wow. The fact that he waited that long to say that, that's what he, like, on a Sunday, like, really, what are you doing? Like, you got nothing else to do? I'm going to sit on here and just go off?
That's crazy. I'm just in shock right now. I'm flabbergasted.
Are you flabbergasted?
Yeah, man.
Steve, you're turning red.
That was over the top, man. I can't.
That was over the top. All the stuff that's said in the chat, all the stuff that was over the top.
I'm not used to hearing stuff like that, man.
I know. We got to protect you. You're like a puppy. You're like a newborn puppy. You know what I mean? We got.
My ears are burning right now, man.
You're from Boston. I mean,
was that Jerry like speaking into one of those like those voice changers?
Could be, but I guess that's the way they do it in Texas. I don't know. That call was from, like, Dallas or something like that. Like, I guess that's how they do it in Texas now. I don't know.
That's horrible, man.
I don't know. Cold-blooded. He needs a lady in his life. I don't know. I don't know if I'd recommend that. I don't know.
He needs something in his life.
Jesus is what he needs, Steve. Come on.
Horrible.
Terrible. I got to go take a shower now. That was just – you feel like that? You feel like you have to take a shower now?
Yeah, man.
That's messed up.
That was bad.
The highlight of our show. That'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1 and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. You can find me on Twitter at ringside73. And guys, we will see you next week. And in case you're wondering whether you should or shouldn't buy the Canelo pay-per-view, the answer is no. The answer is no. Just saying.
Too late.